Hey guys, welcome to another episode of TechLink. Apologies for the sounds from the laptop. I'm recording this on the Asus ROG Phone 2 using the Anchor app for the first time. I'm quite liking recording on the ROG Phone 2, to be honest. It's got, again, like I say, quad mics, so the sound's really nice, and the Anchor app isn't as feature-packed as like the Spreaker app or the HiQ Recorder Pro app, but it's pretty damn good, just for simply recording and then getting it out there quite easily. So you're probably hearing this late. I am recording it late, the podcast, even though I did say that I don't want any set timings or whatever, and I could record whatever the heck I wanted. I feel like following a schedule or following a sort of time where I record just sort of helps me keep on track of recording, so that's what I'm doing. But the reason why it's late is because here in China, I had to go to school on a Saturday for the first time ever. So I came home later than usual, and then I had to go play some tennis, some training. Just now, I finished, took a shower, and I'm recording, sitting down to record this. So, again, apologies if you see it late. For me, it still feels like it's a Friday, but it's actually a Saturday. Thankfully, you know, Monday and Tuesday are off, for me at least. So I can relax then, I suppose. But in terms of, like, technology this week, there really hasn't been much, I'm not going to lie. There really hasn't been much. I haven't really been focusing on technology this week that much in terms of what I've done and whatever. I've seen plenty of YouTube, if that counts. I've seen a lot, with the AirPods Pro coming out, I've seen that blow up, and I don't think that big of a deal, really. I use Jaybird Runs as my true wireless, and only for, like, jogging and stuff and running. And those seem to work fairly nicely. The only thing that sort of, you know, falters with those is the latency while watching YouTube videos and stuff like that. Like, there is clear lag when it comes to, like, you putting on the pair of earphones and then the video playing and you seeing the image before you hear the video, so it just gets annoying, before you hear the audio, so it gets very annoying, I've seen those come out. I've seen plenty of hype around that, you know, with people posting their reviews and their unboxings and whatever, but again, there hasn't really been much in terms of just tech. I am reconsidering. There has been maybe one thing, I suppose. Like, I am saving up so next summer I can bag myself a good laptop for college, and I'm thinking of saving up at least 10,000 yuan, which is about, how much is that? I don't really have the numbers. I'll search it up really quickly on Google. 10,000 yuan to pound. So that's about, give me a sec. That's about, yeah, so £1,000. I'm looking at saving up £1,000, at least, maybe 1,200 or £300, or, you know, 13,000, 12,000 yuan, just so I can get a decent laptop for college. I am, you know, there is one thing. I have been seeing sort of the rumors and the leaks of the MacBook Pro 16-inch that is supposed to be dropping any minute. If you don't listen to the Accidental Tech Podcast, and you like Apple, then go ahead and do. I listen to them, even though I'm not in the Apple ecosystem at all, just because it's quite an interesting show. It's my only sort of Apple-focused podcast. They all use Apple. They never talk about Android, or they never talk about any other operating system or device. They basically just talk about Apple. They sometimes talk about gaming, and cars and whatever, but they're just three really interesting guys. You should, if you're not already listening to them, listen to them. But I got sort of the information that there is a 16-inch MacBook Pro coming out, or allegedly there is a 16-inch MacBook Pro coming out fairly soon. And I'm thinking maybe I get that, but I know for a fact that's going to be ridiculously expensive. Pretty much upwards of £2,000, especially here in China, where you know you have to adjust the interest rates. Not the interest rates, what am I on about? You have to adjust like the exchange rates. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Where it's more expensive to buy one here. I mean, the current MacBook Pro 15, the top spec, is about 17,000 yuan, which is £1,700. So it's definitely not cheap at all. I am looking at maybe getting the latest XPS or getting even a Chromebook. I might even get a Chromebook because where I'm going, of course, Google and such won't be blocked anymore. You know, you won't have any, you know, as obviously in China, you need a VPN to access anything, it'll be free internet, quote unquote, in the UK. So, possibly a Chromebook, just to save money, and because I like the aspect, I like how they're going so far, and I like the integration with Android, I suppose. So, maybe I might get a Chromebook. But then again, it sort of contradicts, because I do want to game. I do want to game, and I guess I just had an epiphany. If I get a Chromebook, a Pixelbook Go, of course, or maybe the next generation Pixelbook or whatever, whatever they call it, or a good Chromebook, a good solid Chromebook, a good premium Chromebook for summer 2020, and I buy Stadia and the controller and whatever, and I'll be sorted to go to the UK. And be able to game through the cloud services, which is perfect because I don't need to bring I don't need to buy or save up for a heavy, big sort of gaming laptop, which I did consider. I am still considering, you know, getting a Razer Blade 15 or a Razer Blade Pro. I mean, they are expensive as hell as well, but you know, the Asus Legion series, the HP Omen series, that sort of thing. But you know, I just realized that if I can just bag Stadia and a pretty premium and high-end sort of Chromebook, I definitely might be able to game and not suffer performance, I suppose, and not depend on the chipset or on the RAM for gaming. So I might do that. And that would leave me money, of course. And with that money, I am a phone addict. I would probably get a new phone. I'm not going to lie. I am sorely tempted by the Mate 30 5G. Sorely tempted. I don't have the money, obviously, to buy now. So there's no way in hell I would buy it, but I am liking it. And I'm not talking about the Mate 30 Pro. I'm talking about the Mate 30. And I'm going to just go through why. The Mate 30 is probably better, in my opinion. The main reason why it's better, in my opinion, is the screen. Okay, that's basically why. The screen is basically why, you know, it's the one thing that it affects a lot of other things, and it's basically why I prefer the Mate 30 over the Mate 30 Pro. Obviously, right now, I'm not in a position to get any of them, but maybe in the summer I am, and they would have gone down in price, and I am itching to get on 5G. I'm not going to lie. I'm itching to get on 5G. So the Mate 30 5G might drop. And the Mate 20X 5G is also decent. I don't know why I'm thinking of Huawei. I just like their hardware, even though, of course, their software is quite compromised, let's say, by the whole Trump administration thing. But anyway, the whole reason I like the Mate 30 over the Mate 30 Pro is that it has a flat screen and not those ridiculous curved edges. I mean, yes, I had a Samsung Galaxy S10 with curved edges, but I mean, I could bear with that, and I actually found that quite pretty, a subtle curve. But if it's going to curve 90 degrees, I just prefer a flat screen, honestly. The amount of content, I know you can black it up, then what's the point? But the amount of content that you're losing, when you're watching a video on Netflix or whatever, the amount of content that you're losing that's waterfalling off those edges is incredible. And yes, as I said before, I know you can black it out, but then what's the point of getting this waterfall screen anyway? And there are no buttons for your volume, and the power button is sort of backwards, like it's sort of further back than you would expect, and you know, I I understand that the Mate 30 Pro has a super sensing cine camera. It's got slightly better sensors and better sort of things and whatever. But to be honest, it's just not worth it for me for the screen. Like, a flat screen is just better, in my opinion. But, you know, I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see what happens, like what comes out from now to summer 2020. When, you know, I might have saved enough money for the laptop, which is, you know, we don't know what the laptop's going to be. I don't know what the laptop's going to be either. Like, I mean, currently in that sort of, I don't know how you'd call it, this sort of phase of feeling like I need to watch a lot of reviews to get informed about what laptops there are and what phones and whatever, and just budget what I've got. I make money by just doing odd jobs here and there. Tennis tournaments sometimes give me money if I go far enough. So, you know, obviously I'm saving it. The last big purchase, I wasn't really big, was exchanging my Samsung Galaxy S10 for the ROG Phone 2. But, yeah, we'll see. The iPhone 4S, I've just heard some news about it, which could affect my sort of long-term using it for a day or a week review. And that is that Apple is essentially stopping, you know, GPS won't be accurate on it, and it'll suffer problems if I don't update it to iOS 9, which I really don't want to do. I really don't want them to force me to update it to iOS 9. Because it's ridiculously slow on iOS 9, as far as I've seen, it is stupidly slow on iOS 9. So that is horrible that they are forcing you to update, because apparently GPS rollover or something, like, there is a problem that happens where you can't text, you can't call, and your GPS isn't accurate if you don't update it. So I don't know if I'm going to update it. I might just do my review really quickly before the update. But I just don't have the time. Like, I just don't have the time right now. I need a good couple of days to sort of sit down and use it as my daily driver. I have some of the apps installed that I think work. There's a website, like I said yesterday, where I went to get all the old apps that actually work. And I've got a few on there, but I'm nowhere near ready to sort of transition and do sort of a one day with the iPhone 4S on iOS, or 1 week on iOS 6. But we'll see about that. It's not looking good, especially if you have an iPhone 5, an iPad 2, an iPad 3, that you need to update to the latest version, or else it'll become basically unusable, and that's not great from Apple, you know. I don't know if it's Apple's fault, but it's not great either way, because, you know, it's going to be very slow on that new software that you're running on, and it's going to be useless if you stay. So, it's like, what do you do? What do you do? All right, I'm trying to think of anything else that could possibly be relevant to the podcast, because, to be honest, like I said, I didn't really do much this week. In terms of technology, I guess I could give a Netflix recommendation, apart from The Good Place. Yeah, why not? We'll do that. So there is a show on Netflix. Let me see if I can find it, which I've been watching for a while now. And it's coming up fairly soon. And I do recommend you watch it. You can torrent it if you like. I don't really mind. I don't really care. But if you like history, and if you like hypothetical situations, hypothetical scenarios, oh, I've just been corrected. It's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime Video. So if you have Amazon Prime Video, go ahead and install this or watch this. It's called The Man in the High Castle. The Man in the High Castle. It's about, basically, well, they're on the fourth season of that show is coming out, and I've watched all three. And I'm completely hooked, and I'm ready for the fourth. And the fourth is supposedly the last season. But it's basically about what would happen if the Nazis and the Japanese won World War II. And it explores sort of this It has hints of sci-fi. It explores different parallel worlds, you know. And it's based in a world where the Nazis have won, and the Japanese have won, and they split America between the Nazis and the Japanese. So yeah, go ahead and watch it if you like it. It's fantastic, in my opinion, especially like the art and the way that they sort of portray this Nazi world with all the propaganda, all the colors, the vibe, the atmosphere that it gives off. It's really nice. It's really scary as well at times. Like, not scary as in jump scare, like proper scary. Like, this could happen. Like, imagine what would have happened if the Nazis won the war. Just think about that. Like, that you get examples of, I don't want to spoil it, but you get examples of, like, homicide. You get examples of like, the policies that the Nazis, you know, use. Like, for example, racial bias and all that stuff. And it's a brilliant show. It gets quite sci-fi, unrealistic, kind of. But it's still fun nonetheless. And you should check it out if you have Amazon Prime. Or I'm pretty sure the first three seasons are out on whatever torrent site you use, whether that be the Pirate Bay, 1337X or whatever you use. Go ahead and download them. And to finish off the podcast that, you know, has been quite interesting to record, we're just going to talk about tennis and what's going on. Of course, the semi-finals of the Paris Masters are coming up. If you know anything about tennis, you know that that is the last tournament of the calendar before the big NITO ATP finals in London. And so that's coming up today. If you want to watch anything in about 40 minutes, you've got Djokovic, Dimitrov, and in about an hour and a half, you've got Shapovalov, Nadal. I'll definitely be watching both. But of course, I'll also be watching the NITO ATP finals in London. I am a big tennis fan, if you didn't realize. I do train basically every day. I do plan to play tennis competitively at university, in whatever tennis league the university is in or has or whatever. I will join. I am very excited to watch tennis, and I'm constantly thinking about tennis, to be honest. So yeah, that's something else you know about me. Well, the product of the podcast not having enough tech in it, even though it's called TechLink. Consider this sort of an off-topic section of the podcast once the tech is over with, I guess. Quite personal. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed. I know it was a weird episode. I know it came out kind of late. I've hit the 18-minute mark, so I think we're going to leave it there. If you did enjoy, please subscribe. If you can, leave feedback. I always leave my email, and I never get feedback. So I would love if someone gave me feedback or constructive criticism or anything regarding the show, or regarding anything, to be honest. Leave my email in the description. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode of TechLink.